Hey, folks, we got a call here in the last break from the Hat Man, and something happened. I put him on the situation where we were able to put him on the air, and the Hat Man dropped off. So, Hat Man, if you could call us back on our dime at 888-850-1872, I'd really appreciate it. 888-850-1872. Of course, these days, you never know when somebody's on a cell phone if their battery goes dead. I was on a cell phone to a talk show host, and I won't tell you which one, and I'll tell you the story of what they were doing, what they were talking about, and I'll tell you what happened while I was waiting on the phone. I waited about 20 minutes, and I had a certain amount of time. My battery was going dead, and also I only had about a certain amount of time left on the pay-as-you-go cell phone, and I'll take a break. If the Hat Man calls me back, I'll interrupt my story to take his call. Sorry about the disconnection. Don't know what happened there. But I called a major, we're talking a national, you know, one of the top three talk shows. And the guy was talking about, he says to his guest, he says, you know, I was saying about 20 years ago to somebody, there's going to come a time where those things that are right look like wrong, and those things that are wrong look like right to everybody in America. And he says, I think that's what's going on today. And he said that right after making a comment about the national ID card, the real ID. And he says, man, we got to do it, man, to protect this nation. We have got to have a national ID card. I mean, think about it. There's so much going on. You can't identify people. People don't like not getting on airplanes without the national ID card or whatever. But I'm just telling you, it's something that we got to do. We got to institute the national ID card. So I'm thinking, hey, that guy sounds like Nazi Germany. Can't do anything without the national ID card. Can't buy or sell without the number kind of thing. You know what I mean? Revelation chapter 13, and it talks about 666. Well, if you go to section 666 of the welfare code, Hat Man, go to section 42 USC 666, paragraph A13, sounds just like Revelation chapter 13, 666. Says that in order to get any kind of professional license, occupational license, recreational license, driver's license, or marriage license, you got to identify with the national 9-digit number that is completely voluntary, by the way. Of course, if you don't volunteer, watch what happens to you. Very much like that told in Revelation chapter 13, divine intervention, miraculous lunacy of us Christian extremists. So give us a call, Hat Man, at 888-850-1872. Sorry about the cutoff. So I'm sitting there on hold, and then finally the producer lady calls me or answers the phone. She says, well, what do you want to talk about? I said, well, you know, I want to tell them that I've actually gotten on an airplane without a national ID card, and there's a federal regulation. She says, I said, it's actually legal to get on the plane without a national ID card, contrary to what the guest is saying on that show. And she says, oh, how do you know? I said, I've done it. Oh, really? Yep. And I said, I know what the federal regulation is. I know what the rules are. And yes, you can get on an airplane without an ID card. And there's certain things that they have to do. And I said, I said, this kind of thing that he said about the national ID card, I said, it seems kind of Nazi-like. You know, cause she says, what else you want to say? She says, don't say that. I said, what do you mean? You don't want me to talk about that? She goes, no, don't say Nazi. I said, you don't want me to say Nazi. Okay. I said, I won't say the four-letter N-word on the air. I'll work around it. I told the lady, you know, she's a screener. I'll say something about Germany, World War II that basically makes the allusion to it, and then he'll know what I'm talking about. So I wait some more. My batteries are going dead. I'm running out of time. And then the talk show host, and I won't say who it is because I won't even say the name of the person because you've heard her voice on the air. I don't think she's with them anymore, though. But she said, the guy says, I get on the air with this guy, and I said, I told him a thing about, you know, what you said about, you know, some people today think what's right is actually wrong and what's wrong is actually right. I said, I think you've kind of gotten sucked up in there with that real ID card because some of the things you said remind me of those guys in the 30s and through World War II in Germany who had this desire to make sure that everybody had their papers in order. And he goes, you can say Nazi, David. I said, no, I can't. He says, why not? I said, your screener told me I wasn't allowed to say that four-letter N-word, Nazi. Or I wouldn't say the four-letter N-word. So I didn't say Nazi. And he says, she said Nazi? You couldn't say Nazi? I said, that's right. And he goes and he calls her by name, two syllables. And he says, did you tell him he couldn't say Nazi? And then you hear silence. He says her name again. And he says, did you tell Dave that he could not say Nazi. And then she gets on the air and she says, I did not tell him that he could not say Nazi. And then my phone goes dead right there in the middle of it. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't believe that. But the call screener lied to him, just bold face, in your face lie. And then I cut off and he didn't know what to think of my call. And I turn on my car radio to listen what's going on. And he's lambasting me for doing some kind of like call in terrorism or something like that. So it was really strange. But that happened. And I won't tell you the show. I did email them. They didn't respond back to me, but I told a complete story of what happened. She isn't working for them anymore. That's kind of interesting. I don't know if, I don't think it had to do with me. Most likely they heard that, and there's usually compounding things that will drive people to basically lose their job. Usually it's not one instance that they can't confirm whether somebody messed up or not. So I just got a call on the break from the Hat Man. And the Hat Man kind of described his voice, or actually, I'm sorry, hid his voice. It kind of was using a kind of a gruff voice to disguise what he was, the sound of his voice. And Hat Man called me and said that he asked my God to tell him what kind to look in a particular part of his body that we won't describe today, to tell him what kind of hat he has on or something like that. So it was kind of rude. And the challenge was, what kind of wicked guy I am to teach children, kind of a horrible guy, and that there's no such thing as all supreme being that would communicate like that. Well, you know, it might be that the Hat Man has great amount of knowledge that surpasses anything that I could ever attain to. It very well could be, that I'm giving the Hat Man an opportunity to look a little bit farther beyond the limits of his understanding. Yes. So anybody else and the Hat Man can give me a call at 888-850-1872. And hopefully, you know what's funny? Of all things I said today, that the Hat Man was stirred up to call over my story about Ananias and Sapphira. That's kind of interesting. You know, what a coincidence that the man just drops dead and then his wife just drops dead. That's kind of strange. I'm sure there's a lot of people who would say, hey, David, you dropped dead, or something like that. So, Hat Man, I'd love it if you would give us a call. Give you a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. We will not be the home of the free unless we're the home of the brave. That includes people who are willing to call, tell us their name, maybe where they're from, and just talk about these things straight out. It takes real men to shoot straight in that way. Here we are, just to let you know what you're listening to. This is the Faith and Freedom Show on the Freedom 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. Our number here is 888-850-1872. Just for kicks, let me go to my news articles. I'll see if there was something else I wanted to bring up here in the short time that we have. I may be bringing up, let's see, the issues of the Socialist Party. Oh, here's one. Socialist Party. Just since we're kind of closing this thing out, I got about 6 more minutes unless somebody gives me a call at 888-850-1872. They said they call for the elimination of the Department of Homeland Security and the sweeping police powers accorded to it. Well, I can't say that I disagree with that. Well, I think the current administration that is advancing the other things regarding the Social Party, I don't think agrees with that particular thing of the Socialist Party. If it's acting unlawfully, I don't care what the department is, it ought to be nipped in the bud. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not going one way or the other with it, but I'm saying any organization that would necessarily intrude upon states' authority and the boundaries that are set in the Constitution, I think ought to be nipped in the bud. Now, I'm not saying that that's something it is or isn't happening with Homeland Security. If somebody wants to talk about that, we can do that. That's just something I haven't delved into. I'm sure a lot of our listeners have a lot. It may be because of my lifestyle. Sometimes in my lifestyle, of the way I'm getting by in life, there's a lot of things I just don't look into because I see the encroachment happening of the police state. So when I see the police state happening, you know what I do? It's probably some people get delve into that more and get riled about it, where I see it happening and I kind of just will say, well, it's just kind of par for the course sometimes. But obviously the we'll just see how that plays out. We'll have to do that on another show. We demand the exclusion of the military from domestic law enforcement. Well, that's constitutional. Bless your heart, Socialist Party. The demand for the exclusion of the military from domestic law enforcement is something, well, and not exclusion, because it can be invited by the governor of the state under certain constitutional circumstances. So I disagree with the demand of the exclusion, but and given under the appropriate constitutional framework and boundaries, I think it's completely lawful. But I do agree that we're seeing right now the use of the police, of a military, making becoming more prevalent. What it does is it makes the populace think that they're in submission to the military law, when under the Constitution of the United States, the military is subject to civilian powers. They said they call for the abolition of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Now, why? I'm for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. If the Federal Bureau of Investigation is indeed investigating violations of the federal law regarding those powers enumerated in the Constitution, then the Federal Bureau of Investigation is certainly a lawful entity that ought to be just, commended, that those officers are operating according to law. They should be endorsed. Now, if they go beyond their powers and do unlawful things, then they need to be spanked. But I think that's when you hold the person accountable who would violate the law, exercising more power than they're given authority to use. Immigration. The Socialist Party works to build a world in which everyone will be able to move freely across borders to visit and live wherever they choose. And I would think also that it would be that everybody be tapping into the socialist program and state-sponsored activities, like this recent thing I read last week, where they're basically breaking down the barriers that would separate the Social Security benefit welfare programs, Medicaid, Medicare, and now universal single-payer status health care, that they would break down that wall that separates the U.S. from Mexico with regard to participation. And that they called it totalization. There's a totalization agreement that has not yet been signed by anybody in the United States and Mexico, but there's one that's prepared that will enable them to have Mexico be part of the global socialist social security, that their security would be in the society, global society, social status society. And I read off like 25 different countries that have partnered with the United States on this, what they call a totalization program. So, hey, what's going on right now before our very eyes is just lockstep with the utopian dreams of the Socialist Party. It's completely undermining the U.S. Constitution. It just seems to implement this. You have to be an enemy of the Constitution, which means effectively you have to be a liar when you take oath of office. Something to think about. We support secular democratic states, assuring equal rights to every citizen and resident in accordance with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. They've just elevated the United Nations as the statist global government. Hey, we're going to come back tomorrow. Hopefully we'll be a little bit more upbeat here. And it is supposed to be the Faith and Freedom Show. We talk about the issues on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, basis right versus wrong. Challenge you, have a little courage. Tune in. Maybe you'll have the courage to save our country.